Hello there. Welcome back to a new episode of the Liberators Network podcast. My name is Christian Verwijs, and in today's episode, we're going to address one of the most dreaded questions that you can ask a Scrum practitioner. When is it done, and how much will it cost? In today's episode, I'm going to offer you a personal perspective on how I've dealt with this question and how I think that you can offer your customers a better answer to this question without going along in risk management theater. Give it a try and let us know what you think. But before going into the episode, I want to take a short moment to thank some of our new supporters who joined since the most recent episode. Christian Neverdal and Joost Malders, thank you so much for supporting us, and we're almost at 500 patrons. That's incredible news, and it's completely humbling that there are almost 500 people out there who are supporting this podcast and all the other content that we create with their own money. If you're not a patron yet, please help us reach 500. That would be incredible. It would be a great way to continue all this content that we're creating at the moment. You can go to patreon.com/liberators to find out how, and I'll put a link in the show notes as well. But having said all that, let's move into today's episode. Enjoy! If there's one question that puts all those lofty ideas about Agile and Scrum to the test, it is when a customer or manager casually asks, "So, when is it done, and how much will it cost me?" It's also one of the most natural and obvious questions for a customer to ask. Of course they want to know if you can develop what they ask, and for how much. But at the same time, we know from experience that there is no easy answer. Product development is full of unpleasant surprises, emergent discoveries, and better ideas that manifest halfway through the work. That makes it very hard to give a concise and clear answer to this casual question of your customer. And simply refusing to answer that question will probably cause your customer to take their business elsewhere, or at least they'll be angry with you. So, what can you do instead? This episode is all about answering that question. Now, before diving further into this episode, I think it's helpful to give a bit of context to explain where I'm coming from in this episode. This episode is based on a blog post that I wrote way back in 2016, and it's about this question, and it's also one of the most popular ones that I wrote. At that time, in 2016, and since then, most of my professional experience with Scrum originated from commercial organizations and working on business-to-business solutions. My struggle with the question of when it's done and how much it will cost was quite personal, as I tended to either write or be closely involved in pitches, proposals, and presenting them to customers. I was also part of many conversations that occurred when delivery dates had to be rescheduled or budget had to be extended to account for new insights. Now, since 2016, my work has brought me to many different organizations, both large and small. And although the dynamics are always different, the struggle between the reality of complex work and the desire for simple answers is really a universal one. So, with this background in mind, let's move into the episode. It's all about risk management. The reason why customers, managers, and other stakeholders press you for a price and a delivery date is because it gives them certainty. With a clear budget and delivery date that they hope to get from you, they can answer similar questions from their own managers. They can go into their own organizations with a clear message that things are under control. If your customer is an entrepreneur and investing their own money, they will probably sleep better at night knowing that there is a delivery date and that they know how much it will cost them. The issue here is that, in order to deliver an accurate answer as to when it is done and how much it will cost, we have to accurately forecast the work before we do any of it. In effect, we have to factor in all the variables that influence the success of our work, ranging from the skills in our team to the technology we use, but also the complexity of the domain and the quality of communication with stakeholders. And then there's the reality that customers often tend to change their minds or begin, quote, "don't know what they want," end quote, as many teams lament. And it happens regardless of how long or small a project is and how simple or complex it seems initially. even for products that were expected to be delivered in weeks, like a basic website, I found that scope still tends to spiral out quickly. This is reality, not theory. And it is this grounded experience of product development that agile software development has its roots in. So when faced with questions about delivery dates and budgets, you roughly have two options. You can either play along and simply offer a date and a budget and hope for the best. Or you can offer an entirely different kind of answer. Let's begin with the first option, which is the one that we used initially as well. Let's talk risk management theater. You can't possibly blame customers or managers for trying to limit risk. If you're a customer and you're holding a proverbial bag of money, you're fully in your right to want to know that that money won't go to waste. For managers, risk management is often part of their job. If one of their projects goes belly up, they may be held accountable by their managers for wasting money. So in their shoes, you'd probably be asking the same questions. At the same time, by going along with these questions and by providing a budget and a delivery date for an unpredictable amount of work, you are playing along in risk management theater. You're effectively persisting the illusion that, despite the uncertain nature of product development, it is still quite possible to offer an accurate budget and delivery date. But the hard truth is that costs will probably overrun the budget and that the delivery date will probably be rescheduled. Or worse, quality suffers as an incomplete product is released that turns users off and damages the brand. The irony is that everyone knows that this is how it goes, but they still play along in persisting this shared illusion or ask for hard guarantees to push all the risks to one party. But by that point, the party developing the product can easily hold the product hostage unless the customer pays more. So as a result of all this risk management theater, everybody effectively loses. It's a great example of the risk of sunk cost. We've already invested so much that we'll have to invest more to finally get our promised product. So how should you respond? What actually is a good response when a customer asks you how much it will cost and when it will be done? I found from personal experience that the best answer is not to go along with this line of thinking behind it, but to offer an alternative with unique benefits that customers wouldn't otherwise have. Agile approaches, like Scrum, make risk manageable by not putting all the eggs in one basket. So instead of a big upfront plan and estimate for something that you and the customer haven't worked on yet, you instead focus on delivering small, useful, and valuable increments of the product at a steady pace. If these increments are as production-ready as possible or even taken into production continuously, the risk of failure decreases with each released increment. Because the more often you deliver a small and workable part of a product, the smaller the chance that the investments of the customer will evaporate without returning on those investments. Perhaps the cost will overrun at some point, or a deadline is missed, but this will not cause the previous increments to lose their value. And more importantly, you're probably missing the deadlines because you're trying to capitalize on new ideas and new insights that emerge as you were doing the work together with your stakeholders. When delivery is incremental, the customer has a unique opportunity to stop or change their mind at any time. Work can be dropped from the product backlog, the order can be changed, or the budget can be expanded to capture additional valuable features. A customer can also stop at any point when they've reached their objective, or discover that the product isn't feasible, without being required to invest their entire budget and having to wait until a distant delivery date to make those decisions otherwise. This benefit is unique to an incremental approach, and it's a great way to help the customer spend their money where it is the most valuable. What's more, an incremental approach doesn't require the customer to bring a huge bag of money and a whole lot of trust in your ability to pull it off. They also don't need to write up huge legal documents that spell out mutual penalties in case of non-delivery, that probably only frustrate collaboration and don't actually prevent sunk costs from pushing customers to pay more. With a truly incremental approach, customers have a visible and transparent process for managing their investment and avoiding the trap of sunk costs. They can capitalize on new and valuable ideas as they emerge and let go of ideas that turn out to be not so valuable. Any entrepreneur, any customer, and any manager worth their salt should see how this benefits them and how it makes it easier to manage risk of wasting all the money on something that doesn't return on those investments. Your professional responsibility. Agile, including Scrum, does not magically make projects successful. They don't prevent mistakes and failures, but what they will do is reduce the costs and impact of those mistakes because they can be detected sooner. If a technology doesn't work well, it will take only a few sprints, maybe even a single one, to discover, and not the entire development cycle. If the market response to initial increments is minimal and far below what you expected, you can discover this and correct course before the entire budget is blown. And that's the whole point of Agile, to be able to respond more quickly to the unexpected discoveries, both bad and good, that are inherently a part of product development. I also feel that it is our professional responsibility as product developers to not play along in risk management theater, but to offer a viable alternative that offers unique benefits to customers. Turn Agile into a competitive advantage for your customers and how they invest their money. And then things will get easier, I promise. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you learned something new about how to deal with this question of customers about when something will be done and how much it will cost. It's a very natural question, but I think that we have a professional responsibility to offer them a good alternative that actually helps them reduce risk more. If you like this episode, please review it on the platform that you're listening on. It's a great way for other people to find our podcast and also benefit from these episodes. We're also happy just to hear what you think of the content, and if you have any feedback for us, we'd love to hear that too. At the same time, we're also happy to have your support because this podcast and all the other content that we create is in large part supported by the community. So if you're interested in supporting us too, you can go to patreon.com/liberators and see what options are available there. And I'll put a link for this in the show notes as well. I want to thank you for listening and taking time to learn something new. And I hope to see you again for our next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.